Dus ga zorgen dat ze zeggen, Nishba, Sabach, je gaat geschagen, waarvan je vinden, we zeggen, ze nog eens daar van, hey, de naam Rav said, de titura, which is the base around the bottom of the box of the tefillin, is required halach ha-mosh m'sinai. Abaye said, the mabarta, which is the piece beyond the titura, where the straps are passed through, that's required halach ha-mosh m'sinai. Abaye also said, the letter shin, that protrudes from the box of the tefillin, is required halach ha-mosh m'sinai. Also, the grooves between the compartments that reach the place of the stitching, also halach ha-mosh m'sinai. Rav Dimi said, as long as the grooves are noticeable, they don't have to reach all the way to the stitching. Abaye said the parchment of the tefillin has to be checked for any holes because a perfect writing is required, which is not there if there's a hole. Rav Dimi of Nardos said it doesn't have to be checked because the quill, the pen, checks it during the writing, because if there's a hole, it'll be noticed when it's written. Rav Yitzchak said the halacha that the straps have to be black is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Fechmer Abaye says that the straps must be made of leather but can be dyed green, black, or white, just not red, because that's disgraceful. It makes it look like the person was bleeding from scabs or for another reason, quote-unquote, meaning so people don't think that he was with his wife while he was wearing his tefillin, and maybe she was Anita. So we see that it doesn't have to be black, definitely halacha l'moshe m'sinai. If and where the Bryce is referring to the color of the straps on the inside, whereas Rav Yitzchak is referring to the outside. In fact, if it's referring to the inside, what's the problem with it being red since no one's going to see it anyway? If and where there are times when the straps become inverted. Zakhmar Vaita Bryce says, halacha that tefillin have to be square is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Papa said, this is so even with the stitching, meaning he can't pull it too tight to ruin the square, and also in the diagonal. The diagonal has to be 1.4 times the side of the square, which is what the Rabbanan said is the ratio of a diagonal to a perfect square. Zakhmar, maybe we could bring a proof from a Mishnah that says that tefillin that are round are a danger and one is not yaitu with them. Where it says that Mishnah may be referring to tefillin that's round like a nut, so it can dig into the person's head, but not one that's round and flat. Zakhmar Vaita Huna said, if tefillin have a hole, as long as the compartments that are seen on the outside are intact, they're kosher. Rav Chisda said, if two walls are split, the tefillin is kosher. If three walls are split, it's pasul. Rava said, two that are split are kosher only when the two split walls are not next to each other. Even then, they're only pasul if they're new tefillin. Rav Yosef explained that old means that the leather can be stretched and then shrink back into place, or new means that it can be pulled by the straps without breaking it apart. The Gemara says that Abaye's tefillin strap once tore. He asked Rav Yosef if he could simply knot it back together with another piece. Rav Yosef said the pasuk of Ukshartam teaches that to be a perfect tying to the hand, which means that the straps cannot be torn. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Yosef, asked Rav Ashi if the strap may be sewn back together. Rav Ashi said, go look and see that no one else does that. See, you shouldn't do that either. Rav Papa said if the straps hanging from the knot of the head tefillin tore off, leaving only a little piece after the knot, it's kosher. However, the Gemara says that's not correct. In fact, the Gemara, this suggests that there's a minimum amount of strap that has to hang from the knot. What's that amount? So if the Gemara, Rav Barachom and the Nimra Rish Lakish said, until the index finger. Rav Kahana explained that this is the distance between the index and the middle fingers when they're spread apart. Rav Ashi explained this is the distance between the index finger and the thumb when they're spread apart. Mar says the Rabbah would leave the straps from the knots hanging in the back. Rav Acha bar Yaakov would braid them. Mar, the son of Rav Abana, would do like we do, which means let them hang in the front. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Rehu, the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shiel, the name of Rav, said the knot of the tefillin is required halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rav Nachman said all the designs have to be facing to the outside, meaning the letters of Hashem's name that are written on the outside, which is the shin on the box of the tefillin, the dalet on the knot of the head tefillin, and the yud on the knot of the arm tefillin. They all have to be facing to the outside. The second shot is that it is that the painted side of the straps have to be facing outside. That's what it means. Rav Ashi's straps once inverted. Mazuta said, you don't hold that the painted side has to be on the outside. Rav Ashi said, I didn't realize it was inverted. The more it continues, the pasuk says that the nations will see the name of Hashem on us and they'll fear us. Well, the Ezra HaGadol said in the Brises refers to the head film. The pasuk says that Hashem removed his hand and showed his back to Moshe. Rav Chama bar Bizna, in the name of Rav Shem Chassida, said that Hashem showed Moshe the knot of his tefillin. Rav Yehuda said the knot of the tefillin has to be above the neck, on the head, and opposite the person's face. Zachmar Vaiter Rav Shmuel bar Bidri, in the name of Rav, said the bracha on the tefillin is made after putting them on. Fakting Mar Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, said that all brachas are to be made before the mitzvah is done. Avitamar Abayin Rava said the bracha is made between the putting of the tefillin in the proper place and the tying of the tefillin to the person.